Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
It might sound so contradictory to what some of the things I've said in the past. Sometimes spending more money upfront can lead to significant savings down the line. Many people sign up for gym memberships with good intentions. But when these memberships auto-renew, they often go unused. While they're going unused, it's continuing to drain money from your bank account every single month. Let's talk about buy now, pay later, loan for BNPL plans. This can lead to accumulating debt over several items because you don't want to pay cash for the item that you actually need. Because I gave you 5 things, and I would say this is number 6, like I said in the beginning of the show, but this is really probably the most important money rule. What's going on, fam? And welcome back to the table. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. And today we're going to be uncovering the money rules that could change the way you think about your finances. But first, why should we even really care about these rules? Well, let me hit you with some facts from the very, very beginning of today's show. Did you know that nearly 78% of American workers are living paycheck to paycheck? Or that the average American household carries over $137,000 in debt, which also, on top of that, you gotta add mortgages. With stats like these, it's no wonder why financial stress is one of the leading concerns for most Americans. But here's the truth, and this is why I'm so passionate about what we do here at the Neatness Network. It doesn't have to be this way. Understanding the right money rules can not only help you avoid common financial pitfalls, but also set you up for a life of financial freedom and security. Today, I'm going to be diving into 5 surprising, plus a bonus one, money rules most people don't know, but absolutely should know. From spending more to saving more to the pitfalls of convenient payment methods, we're breaking it all down on and in today's show. Whether you're a student just starting out, a professional in your prime earning years, or someone preparing for retirement, these insights are crucial. I mean, it's extremely crucial for everyone. So let's get started and make sure your financial game is strong as it can be, because today is going to be the day. But before we get started, I gotta remind you guys that we are building a community of 1 million+ people on YouTube, hundreds of thousands on our podcast, and we are building a community called E3. The E3 community stands for We Are Evolving and Increasing in the Areas of Abundance, Wellness, and Freedom. And 70% of you all consume my content at least 2 or 3 times a month, but you're not a part of our community. And listen, being a part of our community is not just about hitting that subscribe button, but also every Tuesday and Thursday, we're uploading important articles that my community can go to learn areas on how to invest, what's the right investment accounts. Every single Friday, we email our community updating financial information, student loan information, student loan forgiveness information, how to get into a car, how to pay off your debt, the top money apps out there that's going to help you change your financial situation around. So do me a favor, actually do me a favor by joining this community, but also do yourself a favor and hold yourself accountable. Because if you can rock with me for just 1 year, just give me 1 year, I promise you the content that we're teaching here will change your life, and you will not be in the same position this time next year that you're in right now. Because not only are you getting the knowledge, watch this, you're going to be applying, which that is wisdom. So I am extremely, extremely happy that you are considering joining this community. So hit that subscribe button, whether you're watching this on YouTube or if you're watching this on or listening to this on podcast, I promise you it will bless you tremendously. But let's get into the first money rule. Here's number one. Here's the truth. This is going to shock you all that I'm saying this, but here's the fact. Sometimes we have to spend more money to save more money. Say that one more time. Sometimes you have to spend more to actually save more. It might sound so contradictory to what some of the things I've said in the past, but here is the truth. Sometimes spending more money up front can lead to significant savings down the line. I want you to think about quality over quantity. You see, investing in higher quality items can mean less frequent replacement and repairs. So I want to give you some examples of how to apply this specific rule, because I already hear you all saying, oh man, I can go on an expensive vacation. Stop it. That's not what I'm talking about. Here's the very first example when I talk about quality over quantity. Appliances. You know, investing in energy efficient appliances like your refrigerators, your washers and dryers might have a higher upfront cost. Let's be real. I just bought a refrigerator for my newly renovated kitchen, but it also leads to substantial savings in my energy bill over a longer period of time. You know, an energy efficient refrigerator, for an example, used about 9 to 25% less energy than the older model that I had in my house. And that translated to a significant savings annually on my electricity bill. Literally, my electricity company sent me a letter saying going from a non-energy efficient refrigerator to that saved me $483 for the year. Now, some of y'all may say that's not a lot of money. That is a lot of money from just simply saving that. So this means within 3 years, I'm going to get back the money that I sent for that I spent for the refrigerator, because I'm going to be in this house for a while. And then now the refrigerator paid for itself by saving me money on the electricity bill. Here's the next example that I have up underneath one. Clothing. I'm going to say it. Clothing. Yes, I'm talking about clothing. Pause. I'm not talking about Louis or Gucci. I'm talking about purchasing higher quality clothing, especially for essential items like your coats, your work shoes, can mean that they last longer. I remember buying like cheap coats and I would have to replace them every single year. But a good quality pair of leather shoes might cost more upfront, but can pretty much last you a lot of seasons. Buying a good quality coat, like a good, I live in the DMV area and we get snow and it gets cold here. So I spent a lot of money for a coat, but I've used it for all 3 years and I do not have to replace it anytime soon. Here's another one that I really, really, really want to land on, because you all have heard me say this before, man, go drive a Pinto. And while I do believe that you should be driving a cash car, because I don't want you to have any debt and paying any interest on a liability, I still want you to get the best quality car for your money. You see, choosing a vehicle known for its reliability and durability might come with a higher price tag, but it can reduce the frequency and cost of repairs over the vehicle's life. A reliable car can also retain more of its resale value and ensure lower downtime due to mechanic issues. So those are three examples of how you can get quality over quantity, because quantity, yes, will be cheaper, but you're going to have to keep replacing that and keep spending money on top of money on top of money when you could have just spent a good amount of money and it lasts you for years. All right, years. And then that saves you money. Here's number two. I'm telling y'all today, y'all gonna be so shocked by me. I promise you too much. But I'm gonna clean it up to make sure you all understand. Here's number two. Don't be too restrictive with your budget, y'all. Okay? And don't try to change your budget at all. Well, I'm gonna play this. Don't try to change your budget quickly and swiftly. All right. Let me break this down, because I know some of y'all are saying, well, Anthony, you're the budget guy. I really am. But there still is a margin of room inside of my budget to where if I can make a small pivot, I can. You see, because strict budgets can be hard to stick to. Unrealistic budgets are hard to stick to, especially if they are too restrictive. It's important to give yourself a bit, and when I say this, a small bit of flexibility and make gradual changes, all right? I'm not asking you to. Oh, man, if I said I'm only going to spend $99 on food, I cannot spend $103. You need margin. I'm not saying, hey, we're going to spend $5,000 towards fixing our house, and if it's over $5,000, we can't fix it. No. A budget is important for our life, but you have to have room to where if life happens, when life happens, or if a great opportunity comes across, you can make some small changes. I don't want you to sit here and, you know, your wife or your spouse wants to go out to dinner and y'all deserve a good time out, but your out to eat budget is only $50, but it's going to cost you $75. Yo, you should be able to find $25 in your budget to make room. Now, listen, your budget is designed for you to stick to it, right? But there should be a small portion inside of that budget that you can move around. And let me tell you what I do within my budget. I actually have a line item of unexpected. And then I will put a few hundred dollars in an unexpected line item to where if I need to spend more money on this line item or that line item, I can take it from unexpected and put it inside of that line item, because it creates that margin. But I don't want you to have your budget so nailed down that you do not have the opportunity to make some small changes. This is super, super, super important. So have some room in that budget. Now, before we move on to number three, I want to thank today's sponsor of the show, Ethos. You see, Ethos is one of the leading, most thriving term life insurance policies in the world. And they have sponsored today's show because they genuinely love you. And they understand the importance of building wealth and getting out of debt. And they understand money rules. So they want to help you insure your family. As a matter of fact, check out this quick commercial. Recently, I've completed my full estate plan, and it's been an emotional journey, if I'm going to be honest with you. But now I have a peace of mind knowing that my family and loved ones are well taken care of. But here's something you may not know that I think you need to know. According to a recent study, nearly 60% of African American adults have life insurance. Now, wait a minute. Many of these policies may not provide sufficient coverage to fully protect their families in case of unexpected deaths. This lack of adequate coverage is a pressing issue among the Black community. It can lead to financial difficulties and potentially hinder the building of generational wealth. In today's time, it's more important than ever for African Americans to give priority to life insurance and estate planning. You see, by doing so, you can ensure that your loved ones are secure in the event of your passing. This covers funeral and burial costs, clears all debts and mortgages, and provides a financial cushion to help them continue building wealth, long-lasting wealth. Don't leave your family's financial future to chance. I want you to secure life insurance today. I want you to get a free life insurance quote through my friends at Ethos. All you got to do is go to anthonyoneal.com/life insurance. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com /life insurance for your free quote or click the link in today's show notes. Protect your family's future and attain a peace of mind. Act right now, and let's get back to today's show. All right, so listen, go to anthonyneal.com/life insurance and you will be able to get a policy today, activate it today, and I promise you it will be a blessing. Here's number three. I want you to beware of convenient methods of payment, like, you know what I'm saying, like auto renew and buy now, pay later. You see, covenant payment options like auto renew subscriptions and buy now, pay later plans can quickly become financial traps. And I want to break down why these are tempting and how to avoid the pitfalls associated with them. Here's number one, auto renew subscriptions, gym memberships. Many people sign up for gym memberships with good intentions. But when these memberships auto-renew, they often go unused. While they're going unused, it's continuing to drain money from your bank account every single month. I want to highlight the importance of manually renewing your specific items, because it's going to help you be really, really focused and really understand what's going on. So all of my memberships outside of, you know, the business stuff, gym membership, streaming services, which we're going to talk about that right now. Some of these are not on auto renew because I want to make sure that I'm one, holding myself reliable, and two, I'm using those particular programs, which leads me to, like I said, streaming services. With this streaming service platform and these all these crazy platforms, it's easy to lose track of which services are on auto renew. Subscriptions might end up paying for multiple services that you seldomly use simply because you forgot to cancel before they auto renew, before the auto renew actually kicked in. And so you have to be, for one, it should be on your budget. Like all these streaming services and all these gym memberships and auto renew stuff should be on your budget. And you should know, hey, I'm not going to be using the services anymore. Boom, I'm going to cancel it. One thing that I do, I have this on. So for me, at the end of every single month, I have a budget meeting. It's on my schedule. Then also I have a thing on there called review bank statements and subscription plans on Apple. And so at the end of every single month, I go into Apple and I look at all of the applications and all of these subscriptions that I have subscribed to. And every single month, man, I'm cutting 15, 20 bucks from my bill because I'm not using that service anymore. A prime example, I had this thing in my home gym and it was called Gym Music, to where they took out all commercials. It was just all upbeat stuff. But I started noticing, man, I actually prefer to work out to my music on Spotify. And so I would never use that membership. And that membership is $199 a year. And it was coming up to be a renewed June 1. And so because I went through my budget the end of April, and I saw that on there, I canceled it. I could have been charged $199 for the year if I would not have went into the subscription services and canceled that. So that's super important that maybe you all do that. Maybe you all look at, okay, write down, hey, at the end of the month, we're going to budget. End of the month, we're going to look at our bank statements. And here's why it's important for you to look at your bank statements. It's because if you can look at your bank statements at least once every single month, you have, 30 to 60 days you have about 60 to 90 days to dispute anything on your debit card, but you have 30 days to dispute anything that was electronically withdrawn. So every single month, I look at my bank statements detailed. Okay, was that me? Cool, great, boom, we're good. Oh, wait, that's a subscription. I'm not using it no more. Let me go over to Apple. Let me go over to this place and cancel this so this way I don't get charged for that next month. So it's very, very important to do this. Let's talk about buy now, pay later, loan for BNPL plans. You see, electronic purchases are common within this buy now, pay later. You see, purchasing gadgets like smartphone and laptops using the BNPL plans can encourage buying more expensive. What's going on, family? Have you ever worried about the incredible impact of influential figures like Megan Thee Stallion or the profound cultural moments like the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott? These stories are more than just headlines. They are powerful narratives that shape our history and inspire our future. You see, for me, these stories represent the strength, the resilience, and the creativity of the Black community. They remind us of our ability to overcome adversity and create world-shifting change. I believe my audience will find these stories both interesting and inspiring because they resonate with our shared experiences and aspirations. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out my friends at NPR Podcasts. NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting change out of struggle. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Megan Thee Stallion to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Michelle Obama, to the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott. There's no limit to the range of NPR. Listen right now to these amazing Black stories, Black truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
If models than needed or can afford at the current moment. This can lead to accumulating debt over several items because you don't want to pay cash for the item that you actually need, right? And this complicates your financial situation because you're spending more than you actually have, all right? Holiday shopping. We see this all the time around Thanksgiving, around Christmas. You see, during the holidays, the BNPL plans can tempt shoppers to overspend because you do not have the money to pay for it up front. So this leads to a financial hangover in the new year when payments come due all at once or over a few months because you decided to finance it. Now you're paying high interest because you didn't want to pay cash for the gifts for the holidays and you saw this jacket, but since you now have 30 days to pay for it, you went and got a jacket that's twice the amount. No. In-app purchases. We see this all the time with Apple, like gaming and mobile apps. You see, many apps offer easy one-click purchases to buy futures, bonuses, or levels. It's easy to make small purchases without realizing how they add up, especially if your payment information is saved and the process is made very, very convenient. And this last one, I tried this for a little while and I thought it was a complete waste of my money. But subscription boxes, monthly delivery services, whether it's for beauty products, snacks, pet toys. Mine was for wine. They shipped me wine and luxury gifts, and these came in boxes, and it's convenient because you're spending $99 and they're just sending you items, and half of the items I did not even use. Are you tired of feeling stuck in a job that no longer excites you? Dreaming of a career that not only challenges you, but always rewards you handsomely? Let's turn that dream into reality with Yellowtail Tech. Even if the tech world seems out of reach due to a lack of background or degree, we've got you covered. In just 6 months, Yellowtail Tech can transform you from zero to tech hero. That's right, ensuring you're not just job ready, but in demand. What's our secret? A world-class education delivered by industry-certified professionals who are not just teachers, but leaders in their field. They bring real-world experience into the classroom, ensuring you learn not just the theory, but how it's applied in the tech world today. But we don't stop just there. With Yellowtail Tech, you'll earn certifications in cutting-edge technologies like AWS, making your resume stand out. Plus, our apprenticeship program gives you the hands-on experience employers are looking for, ensuring you're not just ready to enter the tech field, but excel in it. And here's the best part. Our dedicated job search coaching is designed to help you land a lucrative job fast. I want you to say goodbye to dead-end positions and hello to fulfilling, well-paid career in technology. Are you ready to make that leap? I want you to visit anthonyoneal.com/yellowtail to learn more about how Yellowtail Tech can help you achieve your career dreams. Don't wait to start building a future you're excited about. Your tech career begins right now. Visit anthonyoneal.com/yellowtail. How many of you all have subscription boxes coming to you? We got all these subscription services like clothing stuff, and which I'm not knocking any of these. Now, if you know you got an outfit like myself, I would honestly subscribe to a subscription for clothing. If they sent me enough clothes to record my show, I don't have to think about it. That honestly makes sense for me because it buys back more of my time. But when I had a subscription box of like luxury gifts, I didn't even use 80% of those gifts. And watch this, those subscription boxes automatically renew every single month. So you guys, we gotta be very careful of these subscriptions and in-app purchases and these auto-renew services, because now this is how they get us. And that's a money rule that you gotta really listen to. Here's the fourth money rule. I want you to automate your savings, right? Automate saving money instead of letting it sit inside of your checking account. You are completely wasting money. Instead of leaving, you know, extra money in your checking account where it's tempting to spend, I want you to automatically save these. And I'm going to guide you through setting up automatic transfers to your savings account right after you get paid, like instantly. So I want you to imagine my friend named Jordan, right? We have a guy named Jordan who earns a steady paycheck every 2 weeks. He gets paid on the 1st and he gets paid on the 15th. But he tends to spend most of what he earns each month, leaving a little bit of savings. See, Jordan decides to automate their savings by setting up an automatic transfer from their checking account to a high-yielded savings account. And my favorite high-yielded savings account is SoFi, and we'll put their information inside of today's show notes because they're giving you 4.5% as long as it's attached to a checking account. So Jordan decides to transfer $200 right after each paycheck into his SoFi high-yielded savings account. This way, the money is moved before, watch this, Jordan has a chance to spend it, and it begins earning interest immediately. So let's break down how this helps Jordan, how this could help you if you listen to this analogy. Number one is consistency. You see, by automatically transfer the money into his high-yielded SoFi savings account for $400 a month, this automatically sets him up to win because he did not see the money, and it keeps him consistently depositing money inside of the savings account. Separation from spending money. the money that Jordan has in his account, and not just Jordan, yourself as well, if you automatically transfer it over, right, and you don't see it, this is the money that's less likely to be spent impulsively because it's not sitting inside of Jordan's checking account, your checking account. And check this out. Here's the third point. You're earning interest. You see, the high yield savings account grows not just from the regular deposit, but also from the compounded interest over a period of time. By the end of the year, Jordan has not only built a substantial emergency fund of $4,800, but has also earned interest on top of the $4,800. This sets him up, you up, to develop a habit of saving and provides a financial cushion for unexpected expenses. The biggest downfall that I see when it comes to this is people do not want to automatically have money go from their checking account on the first to their high yield savings because you all want to see the money. And I'll be honest with you, every single month I have money going into a savings. I've maxed out my emergency fund, but I want to buy property. I know I'm going on a birthday vacation this year. I know that I am going to be going to Africa later this year with our team and with some of y'all, right? And so there's some things that I want to buy over there that has nothing to do with business, so I can't write it off from the business perspective. So I need to start saving some money for my birthday trip, for some of the properties I want to buy, and for my Africa trip. So every first and the 15th, when we get paid here, I have money before I even wake up in the morning. My mortgage is paid for. Our rental building that we're using to shoot the studio out of is paid for. And then also automatic money going into my savings and investing. Okay, savings and investing, which leads me to number five. I tell people you got to have a main investment strategy account and another one for short to mid-term projects. You see, having one main investment account for your long-term goals and another one for your short-term projects can keep your finances organized and goal-oriented. Here's some effective ways to manage multiple investment accounts. All right, let's go back to Jordan. Let's consider Jordan, for an example, who is focused on both saving for retirement and saving for a down payment, for example, on a house within the next 5 years. Jordan decides to manage his finances by setting up two separate accounts to cater to these distinct needs. Long-term investment accounts are your accounts like a 401k, all right? So Jordan will set up a 401k through his employer, taking advantage of any matched contributions, which enhances their savings rate, right? Now, Jordan chooses a diverse mix of stocks and bonds suitable for his long-term horizon and risk tolerance, focusing on steady growth with compounding interest over several decades. That's an example, right? So now we go to short-term, mid-term investment accounts, and this is going to be for the this is going to be for their housing down payment. So Jordan now opens up a brokerage account where he invests in more conservative funds, such as short-term bond funds and money market accounts, high-yielded savings, etc. These choices are less, I would say, less, it's not as high. There's not a high risk, right? Like a stock may be, which makes it more suitable for a shorter investment time frame. Jordan automatically deposits money into that account every single month, all right? Now, this is going to be similar to his retirement savings strategy, but it tailors the investment option to ensure liquidity and minimizes risk as his goals approaches. This is something that I did. You know, when I was buying my house, I put my money into a short-term good mutual fund, allowed it to stay there for like 5 or 6 years, and then we took it out. And I loved it, right? It was able to build compound interest, help me get some more money while we're doing that. Another example could be for your son or for your daughter. I recommend you to open up a 529 account, because this is a 529 is long term, but it's like mid long term, because retirement is you need money sitting there for at least 30, 35 years. A midterm could be anywhere between 15, 10 and 5 years. So if you open a 529 account, you can use that money once your kid goes off to college, or you could transfer that money into a long term account if they do not use it for college. But as we end this show today, here's the bonus. Because I gave you five things, and I would say this is number six, like I said in the beginning of the show, but this is really probably the most important money rule of them all. And most importantly, I need you to know this, that there is no one size fits all approach when it comes to your finances. So even the things that I'm saying right now may not, now all the things will apply for you. But the reason why I don't tell everyone you have to do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do this, is because I don't know your current financial situation. I will probably do something that you will not do. But you will probably invest in something or add something to your money strategy that she will not invest into, or he will not do. There is no one size fits all. It cannot happen. This is why one of the most important money rules that I will ever have for anyone is, yes, listen to my show, but you need to sit down with a financial advisor, someone who can put together a certified financial plan for you to tell you, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look at all of your money, all of your debt, all of your investments. How much income do you have coming in? Do you have any child support? Do you have any alimony? How much money are you spending in your budget? How much money are you spending over here? They're going to assess your entire financial situation, and they are going to tell you, watch this, y'all, watch this. They are going to tell you what to invest into for yourself. And I want to tell you, man, a lot of you all have been asking me, Anthony, where do I start? How do I find a good financial planner, a good CPA? And my thing is, I want you all to start off with a certified financial planner. A certified financial planner sits down and they save you a whole lot of money. And what certified financial planners do is they sit down and assess your entire situation, and then they give you a certified financial plan, and you follow that plan. And you follow that plan for another year to 5 years. And then what you do with that CFP, you will come back and say, hey, listen, I've been investing into this account. Like you said, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, but I got married, or we have two kids now, or I lost my job, or hey, I got a pay raise, or hey, I started a business and it's booming, or I started a business and it failed and I got to get back into the job. So, you know, my plan needs to shift and change a little bit. And what I love about them is they don't get no commission off of referring you to different investment products. They get paid upfront to give you the plan, a detailed plan. And then if you come back to them, they just charge you $200 to $300 for an hour of their time to sit down and update your plan. And I like them better because they're not getting commission, and you're not paying them $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 every single year to be your financial advisor. I prefer someone sitting down with you and giving you a certified financial plan, and you stick to that plan. And I'm super excited to be able to say that I partner with the company that is doing that. All you gotta do is go to anthonyoneal.com. That is anthonyoneal.com / get my plan. All right. If you go to anthonyoneal.com/get my plan, you will be able to check out my friends over at Domain Money, and my team will be able to help you get your certified financial plan, because I really want you to do that, because it's super important to understand that while I'm giving all this information out, cool, great, we still need to get a certified plan for yourself and for your specific needs. There's only so much that I can give you when you call into my show on Wednesdays during Build Your Table Live, because you can't give me all your personal information in front of the world. But with them and with our team here at Domain Money, they're going to give you a solid plan. We're going to put their information inside of today's show notes. Go to anthonyneal.com/get-my-plan, or just go to anthonyneal.com and you'll see it right there on my front page. And I promise you, it will bless you tremendously. But these are the five plus the bonus money rule, right? Of if you listen to these, I promise you, you will become wealthy. And it will save you money. And hear me clearly. When it comes to building wealth, we have to create a margin. Let me say it one more time. Wealth is built by margin, your expenses with your income. If your expenses match your income, you don't have any margin to build wealth. But if you can leave your income here and then bring your expenses down below, that in-between segment is the money that you have that can build you wealth by investing, by buying more of your time back to produce more things that can produce you income. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. A lot of information compacted into a 30, 32 minutes, but I'm pretty sure you'll be blessed. Don't forget to check out my friends over at Ethos. Go to anthonyneal.com/life-insurance and go get you a certified financial plan right now by going to anthonyneal.com/get-a-plan. And you can find both Ethos and Domain Money on my website at anthonyoneal.com. It's your boy. I'm going to see you on the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.